Hello, welcome to this health segment. My name is Gladys Ombonge, a nutritionist and a dietitian and a life coach. I love to spend time with individuals, families, and communities to equip them on what to do, when, where, and how. Indeed, to have a community that is healthier than they were before. Today, we want to talk about food groups. Food groups is something that many of us would like to understand. So which are these foods that we need to eat? Why are some foods better than the others? But before then, let me take you through the 8 laws of health that actually explain exactly what this organization Lisheleo is all about. L is for locomotion, I for inhale, exhale, S for sunshine, H for halt and rest, E for eat right, L for liquids, E for excess control, and O, open to God. We believe that these principles of health would always guide anybody who would like to understand how to take care of their body. And the moment you start to follow one law, you'd find yourself following the next. And before you know it, you're actually healthier than you were before. So I want to encourage you, reach out and start to exercise today. Move that body. Learn to do deep breathing. Go out there and enjoy some sunshine. And of course, in all that you do, do not forget that you need to control that which is good. And that which is bad, you also should not have it in excess. So these laws will always govern anyone who wants to enjoy their life. Another thing that I need to mention before we go too far into the program is that AfyaFix, a program that has been hosted by Hope Channel Kenya for many months now, actually going to the third year, we will be having the same live segments here. So every Tuesday, 8 to 9, you have an opportunity to ask your questions and interact with us. And even our host and our guests are always here to answer all your questions. Let's go to the 5th law of health, which is eating right. Now, eating right is something that anyone would want to understand. Where do I start? Which foods do I need? Why are some foods more important than the others? And what do I do if I am a young mother? What do I do if I'm a student? All the time, this law, the best thing that you have is what will guide you on making the right choices. That eating right is a matter of you thinking of what choices do I have and choose the best all the time. And you will never be disappointed if you apply that. I want to tell you a little bit of my story to help you understand why eating right is so close to my heart. I wasn't always a plant-based advocate. I do advocate for whole plant-based diets. But in our family, we had a challenge. Our young son, when he was born, he struggled with breathing at night for a long time. At about 15 months, he could not sleep very well. Every morning he would wake up either crying or his nose bleeding, and we would go to the hospital again and again. In fact, he was struggling with what in a big name you would call sleep apnea. Now, this is something that I'd never connected it with diet, even having been taught in school, having a master's degree at that point. Because nutrition, what is taught in school and colleges, is not exactly what you find out here and in the practical ground. So it was difficult to see him struggle. And when he became 2.5, about 2 years and 5 months, we decided, well, we cannot go on like this. So we visited the hospital and we were advised he needs to go in for surgery. And for sure, the surgery was done and the adenoids were removed. And we were happy and we continued with our lives. Lo and behold, when he turned 5 years, going to 6 years, the problem recurred. I never imagined that it had anything to do with what we were eating every day. As a nutritionist, I understood that milk is important, and so every day our children will have about 0.5 liter of milk every day. And they enjoyed, and we were keen to make sure you have your glass in the morning and another one in the evening. And so they drank lots of milk until I was so frustrated And I said, this is not right that every morning he is nose bleeding. He is complaining, mommy, I didn't sleep. And as a mother, it's very emotional when you have a child who cannot sleep. And so what did I do? I started to study and I found out that mucus is produced when you, a lot of mucus, when you take so much milk. Milk is a mucoid food, if I can use that word loosely. And so I had to now make choices. But remember, he's about 6 years now, going to 7. And at this point, you can't just wake up one day and tell him, hey, let's throw that one out. I had to educate him. And little by little, I started to teach him and guide him. And every day to tell him, you know why every morning your nose bleeding? It's because of the eggs. It's because of the milk that you're taking. It's because of the meat that you're taking. If we can reduce that, you're going to have good night's sleep. Well, he would listen and he would go for his glass of milk. What more can someone do? So one fine day, when we came from a church program with a father, they decided to go to the club and have a cup of tea. So of course, when they were there, I was not there. It was son and father moment. They went and he asked, the waiter asked him, young man, what could I serve you? And he said, hey, I want to have a sandwich and chocolate. I don't take milk. And he was like, okay, and I'm vegetarian, so please give me a plant-based sandwich. And he was given that. And he ate. So when he came home, he came running to me and he told me, hey, mommy, I am vegetarian. I don't take meat. I don't take milk. And I don't take eggs. And I was like, how do you know? He said, but that's what I ordered today. I was so excited. The only thing I could do was to leave immediately and take him to the store. In the evening, we went and bought almond milk. We bought soy milk. And I was so excited to actually support him. That was the beginning of my journey to a plant-based diet. And that's how I made my transition. Our daughter joined in solidarity. So we became 3 members supporting the young man in his journey of being plant-based. And that switch has been the best choice I made in my life. I've never looked back. It has influenced the way I make so many choices. And today, I can testify that the young man, the adenoids have never shown up. They shrunk. They did not need to swell back. We don't need another surgery. And he has grown to acquire his full stature. He had lost height. He was not growing as much as he should. And that's why food groups are important. So I invite you to look at the food groups. There are 5 major food groups that I would like us to think about. On top of the list is legumes, whole grains, nuts, fruits, and vegetables. I like to think about those 5 groups because there can be as many groups as you want to imagine, depending on which classification you use. Let's look at the legumes. Legumes mainly would talk about beans. And in beans, you would have all the varieties of beans that we have in this country. In Kenya, we have over 100 varieties, from the black beans to the yellow beans to the green beans. And they are all tasty. And the color of the beans means that they have something different. God put color in it to help us understand why you need the beans. It's not the beans only. Under the legume category, you have peanuts. You have different kinds of peanuts. And they could easily fall under that classification, or loosely, you could allow it to go there, or you can have it separate under the nuts. Some people leave it under the legumes. Others do put it separately under the nuts. So it's really up to you. Then you can have the lentils, which also we have a wide variety. In fact, we have the local one we call kamande, the flat ones, the red ones also. Then we have peas. We have the black-eyed pea. We have the red pea. We have the green peas, which also falls under legumes. Then we have the chickpeas. We have both the local ones and the imported ones, which are all different varieties. And all those fall under legumes. Why would you like to take legumes? Because a high meat intake has its downside. Let me start from the side of the downside, that you're likely to die of cancer 4 times. We increase your chance of dying of cancer if you consume high meat, especially the red meat. But it doesn't stop there. If you consume high meat intake, then you increase your chance by 75% of having the type 2 diabetes. So you don't want diabetes just by having excess meat intake. You increase your chance of having dementia by 50% when you have a high meat intake. All this is from studies that have been done. These are studies that have been done for a long period of time. And of course, they never go in trouble of overweight. You don't want it. So enjoy your beans because they're benefits. You have a reduced risk of hip fracture all the time you take legumes. As little as 2 tablespoons per day, per meal, you can imagine. And we take so much more than that every day. And so, yes, legumes have great benefits in reducing hip fracture. My own grandmother died of a hip fracture. You reduce your chances of having colon cancer. Why? Because of the fiber in it. And meat has lots of hormones which would propagate the prostate cancer and the breast cancers. Then there is the never going away trouble of onset, early onset in puberty. These days we have young children because of the kind of foods that we are feeding them. And there is a decreased risk of heart disease. Anytime you take high legumes, you reduce your risk of having a heart disease. And not just that, you lower your body weight. Now you know, those are some of the things that you've got to give you and to keep the weight down. Let's go to the next group, whole grains. Whole grains can be as wide as you want to think of. I just put a few examples over there. We have maize. In Kenya, we love it. And everywhere, different parts of the world, you can find corn, whatever you want to call it, sesame seeds, millet, oats, rye. All these, they fall under the category of whole grains. And they are low in sugar. I don't mean sugar, the one that you taste. They are whole grains. And when you take them whole, then they have a low glycemic index. They are released slowly into your bloodstream. And that keeps you healthier and sustains you for a longer time. Then there's the third category of nuts. When I was reading about the classification, I found actually some call it a dried seed nut with high fat content. And there are many examples, you know, ground nuts, hazelnuts, almonds, walnuts, all those are nuts, but they have a high content of fat. Why are they good? Because they reduce your risk of heart disease by 50% if you have nuts more than 5 times a week. And 50% reduction in developing a heart disease if you take, again, more than 5 times a week. They will lower your chances of having obesity. It is a modern problem. And of course, there is the metabolic syndrome, you know, which is basically obesity, hormonal imbalance, with one aim of actually introducing diabetes type 2. So every time you eat nuts more than 5 times a week, I'm talking about actually 2 tablespoons, which is just like a handful, you know. And the other truth is raw nuts are better than roasted nuts. So consider taking them raw. Whole nuts are better than the peanut butters and the various butters that you may want to smooth them out. So eat them whole and raw. Sad news, no benefits from nut oils. So you don't need nut oils as, you know, extracted from your nuts. Then there is the fruits. We love fruits. Fruits are high in sugar. They're low in minerals, but are also low in fiber, moderately low in fiber. And there are various types of fruits. You know them, the reds, the yellow, the blues. Then we have the alkaline fruits and the acidic fruits, if you want to categorize like that. There are fruits that are generally low in acidic content, and there are those that are truly alkaline. And so all the time you're thinking about a fruit, the main characteristic is that they have seeds and they have a distinct taste. And if you like, maybe a sweet one. So is really pumpkin a fruit? Good question. Type in the answer there. Tell me if pumpkin is a fruit. What do you think? Let me hear you. Let's go to the vegetables. Vegetables, how are they characterized? They're mainly roots, stems and leaves. So in this case, we're talking about tubers, we're talking about arrowroots, we're talking about Irish potato, all those, and stems like leek, you know, we eat the leek, we take the stem, or the celery, we use the stem, or the leaves, the dark green leafy vegetables. And they're high in fiber, they're low in sugar, and they're high in minerals. So they give you so much of that. That explains why you need to separate your vegetables from your fruits. As you can see, they have high fiber, low sugar, high minerals. And the fruits are low in fiber, moderately low in soluble fiber. They have high in sugar and low in minerals. So you don't want to create a chaotic scene in your gut because you want to mix all your vegetables and fruits in the same meal. If you can, separate them and it is okay and you will be fine. Question. Is potato a vegetable? Type in the chat below. Let's hear what you think. And let's discuss further. So now, I am an advocate of whole plant-based diet. And any day, I encourage all of us to take whole plant-based diet. Why? You will face stigma. That's for real. I have faced it. One time I was traveling and the airline hostess came straight and called my name and I wondered, how did she know me? And the whole plane, I'm the only one she knows by name. It's because I had felt that I'm a plant-based consumer. So of course I had to be served first and there was nothing that they could give me. They only gave me nuts. I was going up to the north, in Northern Africa, and they didn't have anything to give me. And so I ate a little nut and I was like, okay, yeah, I'm alone. We are few in this category. I want to invite you so we can be many more in this category of those people who take whole plant-based diet. And I am not the only one. And I am sure there are many other people who've made this choice in spite of the decisions. Benjamin Franklin is a renowned name in history that, yes, he was a plant-based person. Former president of the US, Bill Clinton, switched. He's actually vegan. And he sticks to his diet to take care of his heart. Albert Einstein, if someone asks you why you were on plant-based diet, tell them smart brains. You are just smarter. You are better. Okay, I'm sorry. But that's what it really means. It helps you make those choices. You have less fog in your mind. It's really not about bragging. And even Mahatma Gandhi was known to be plant-based. So yes, it is a choice that you make that truly has great benefits. So where do we start? There are small steps with big rewards that you can start doing today. Start by keeping your meals simple and make them delicious. Being plant-based doesn't mean you cannot have delicious meals, but it doesn't mean you eat so much in one plate. So each meal, you either have a vegetable or a fruit. Do not mix them as much as possible. If your gut is tolerant, tomorrow it may not be. Don't have liquids with your meals. Separate them. Take your meal liquids on an empty stomach. Reduce a high protein diet. Don't take too much, especially if you're on animal products. Reduce the amount and gradually your body will start to acquire a taste for the other foods. And of course, make the choices that are right all the time. Make it a stepwise approach. Do not put so much pressure on yourself or people around you because before long, you will actually change. Eat in moderation, whatever you're taking. And finally, regularize your meals. Eat on a set schedule. It always helps the body to have a clock and to know it's eating time. And based on what you have, always choose the best options available. Sometimes you could be in a place where you're not able to have what you'll always like. It is okay. But monitor the quantities, then have the right quantities. You have no business taking a half kilo of meat. You can take less and you can have wide variety. Wide variety does not mean all the variety on one plate. And ask for help. Reach out to us. Ask us to help you do a plan for your family, for yourself. Ask the questions through our social media handles and we're ready to help you answer all your questions. We don't know everything, but we will tell you all that we know. and that will help you live a healthier life. I like counsel that I found in this book called Counsel on Diets and Food, and it says, in grains, fruits, vegetables, and nuts are to be found all the food elements that we need for our bodies. There is nothing more that we need outside of that, that in that we can find all. And we have been told, Father, that dishes should be prepared that will invite the appetite and will be pleasing to the sight. So switching to a whole plant-based diet doesn't mean you take foods that are not delicious, that are not pleasing to the eye. No, it means you actually prepare them with a lot of thought and you ensure that they're good. But here is a caution that if we afflict the stomach, it may well afflict us. So if you ignore to take care of our bodies, guess what? It will hit back. So there are consequences of all the choices that we make and all the food groups that we combine and all that we want to put through our mouth. Yes, it may taste nice on the tongue, but the effects on the gut, the effect in the stomach will not be good. So where are you? Are you on target or are you off target? What choices do you need to make today? Look at what the great book says, the Bible. It says, and God said in the book of Genesis 1:29, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. God gave us clear direction, and he is the one who made us. So he knows what is good for us. We have many ideas for ourselves, but he has the best plan. He's the manufacturer and therefore has the manual that guides us to live a healthy life. And this is in the beginning. So where exactly are you? I want to encourage you to just make an action plan on simple goals in life. Move your body. Say how much you want to exercise. Do deep breathing. Go out and enjoy the sun. Be consistent in how you rest. List every week an area of improvement. Start little by little. Have a SMART goal. Be very specific. Let it be measurable, actionable, reasonable, and time-bound so that you can actually follow. Have people working with you. Team tracking has been known to be more effective than individual tracking. And of course, let's have something to look at every week. In summary, small steps will always give you big rewards. And start today right here because your status is yours. My status is mine. I don't need anybody else to tell me about it. I'm responsible for my health status. It doesn't matter if you're in a big family or if you're an individual. Those are choices that you actually bear the consequences as an individual. Because there is need for us to have a body-mind balance. And what does that mean? You can make a choice because health is actually a choice. Why is health a choice? Because we choose. So I choose today to life-giving foods. I choose today to pick the best option. I choose today to eat wisely. Why? Because health is a choice. I invite you to make a healthy choice today. Coming up in our next session, we will be looking at the same law number 5, but specifically we're going to zoom in on proteins. I invite you to come again and let us learn together. For now, it's goodbye, and I invite you to post in your questions right here below, and we will be happy to engage with you. Until next time, it's goodbye from me. Thank you.